This is The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche, bringing you the week's science news.
In this programme, Thomas Higham tells us about estimating Neanderthal extinction dates, but first, here are the headlines.
Mammals may have developed large brains as a result of evolving a better sense of smell. Relative to body size, the brains of birds and mammals are much larger than reptile brains. By studying the skulls of early mammals, the size and shape of the brain could be determined. It was found that, in the earliest mammals, the parts of the brain associated with smell were larger than in related reptiles, and were larger still in later mammals. This data is a step forward in understanding brain evolution, as previously the rate and types of change occurring could only be guessed at.
The central dogma of how DNA encodes protein has been called into question by a finding in humans. Last century, we discovered that the genes in our DNA encode proteins, and to make these proteins, the DNA must first be copied into an intermediary made out of RNA. This RNA is then used as the instructions for building a protein. However, a new study has found that in humans, a process called editing of the RNA sequence occurs at much higher frequencies than expected. This editing changes some of the RNA sequence, causing the resulting protein to differ from what is encoded by the genes. This is a radical finding, but many scientists are reluctant to accept its significance until the process by which this RNA editing takes place has been identified.
New evidence hints that llama and alpaca manure could have been key to the development of civilization in the South American Andes. While studying pollen in the sediment from a lake in Peru, researchers noticed the remains of mites that eat animal dung. The occurrence of maize pollen 2,700 years ago coincided with a dramatic increase in the numbers of mites, suggesting an increased use of animal manure as fertilizer also occurred at this time. If this study is true, it indicates that llamas were essential to the expansion of agriculture and therefore the success of the Incan Empire.
Oxford researchers have found evidence suggesting that the periods of overlap of modern human and Neanderthal species in Russia are likely to have been much shorter than previously thought. I met Thomas Higham, who explained how they made this finding.
So our work is focused on the question of Neanderthal extinction and the arrival of the first modern people into Europe and Eurasia, and using novel techniques for improving the reliability of radiocarbon dating. We've worked on a very important site in the Caucasus region, so the southern Russia, at a site called Mesmerskaya, where they found, the archaeologists who were excavating there, two Neanderthal infants, one of whom furnished some of the DNA evidence for the Neanderthal Genome Project. The human was directly radiocarbon dated about 15 years ago, and it gave a very young age of about 28,000 years before present. And dates like this are really important because they help us to understand and track the movement of the first people and the extinction of Neanderthals, so it's very important we get these dates right. So our major finding was that unfortunately the data that they produced was wrong, and it's about 10,000 years older than that, so it's quite a substantial increase. And also we were able to date other bones from the same site, and this helped us to develop a model, a chronological model, for when Neanderthals went extinct in that area and when the first people came in, and we found that that was about 42 to 40,000 years ago.
The team dated the Neanderthal bones using an ultrafiltration technique developed in Canada in the 1980s, which has not yet been adopted widely. They found that this technique, which removes degraded and contaminated molecules from the collagen extracted from ancient bones, produced more accurate age estimates when using radiocarbon dating. Refining our age estimates for Neanderthal specimens is crucial to understanding how they may have interacted with our own species.
Europe is the best record that we've got for the extinction of one human species by another. Archaeologically, it's packed full of archaeological sites and information, and the questions are really important. For example, how much interaction did we have with Neanderthals? Did we interbreed with them? You know, did we take any genes from them? Did we absorb them? Did they take any ideas from modern people in terms of culture and new tools and new ways of doing things, developing new technologies? So these questions are really important, and they pivot around the reliability of the chronologies that we develop. And unfortunately, what we found in our work here in Oxford over the last 10 years is that the radiocarbon data that's been produced in the last 50 or 60 years is for the most part, in error. Because of the fact that when we're dating very old things, there's not very much radiocarbon that's left. And so small amounts of contamination, which usually modern in age, can really affect the reliability of the dating.
The team have also been working on more than 60 sites across Europe in order to build up a greater picture of how Neanderthals there responded to the arrival of modern humans. And their findings should be ready within the next year.
That's all for this show. Join us again next time for more science news.